Time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the football Bruins, John McKee. Bartlesville improving to 6-0 after a 48-27 win over Muskogee last week. And they're getting ready for Booker T. Washington tonight. Friday night, one of the only couple of games in the state. And Coach McKee, before we backtrack and talk about the Ruffers and then, of course, preview the Hornets, your thoughts on being one of the only one or two games in the entire state on a Friday?
Oh, I think it's awesome. It's just going to add to the atmosphere on Friday. I think we're one of maybe the only game in the Tulsa area on Friday. So it's going to be a great atmosphere to play in. Going to be great for our kids to experience that atmosphere. Ought to be a packed house down there at Booker T. Stadium. It'll be good. It'll be awesome.
And another thing you mentioned as well, it keeps you guys on a really solid footing preparedness-wise. You don't have to change up anything that you do from day to day this week.
Right. I mean, it'll change a little bit with our times because we don't have school. But as far as our what we do is not going to change a whole bunch. We don't have to cram and put things together and skip this and skip that. So it pretty much a normal routine for us.
Backtracking a bit to Muskogee, we mentioned you beat the Ruffers 48-27. That score doesn't really indicate exactly what type of a ball game it was. You trailed at halftime 21-14. You trailed 21-7 and 14-0 at one point. It was kind of a similar game to Bixby that you had earlier this year. But nonetheless, you come back, you kept your wits about you, and kind of had the better team will out there at the end, I think.
It did. You know, like you mentioned, got down early, had some unfortunate things happen to us, a couple of turnovers that hurt us, but we stuck with it, stick with the game plan, and we were able to get a couple of touchdowns there before halftime, which I thought was huge going into the half again. So we'd be going in with a 21-14, trailing by 21-14, and make some adjustments there at halftime. I think, our offensive staff really made a really good adjustment. Coach Rice and Coach Dvorak and those guys coming out in the second half and running our two-back set, our twins look, and running the football at Muskogee a little bit, which was really, really, really nice to see because that's going to pay dividends down the road, especially when we get into playoff play. But caught fire there the second half. Got a big interception return for a touchdown. Got a punt return for a touchdown, which were huge for us. So we got things rolling there in the second half.
You talked about the changes on offense. You had DeAndre Young, a freshman tailback, come in to the football game, and you had kind of a two-back set back there, which gives you three running options from the backfield with Colton, Jaron Hilger, and Mr. Young there, which I would guess, I don't know, I'm not a football player, but that's got to be hard to defend. You're doing play-action fakes. It looks like Colton's going to keep it. He pitches it at the last second, and it just gives you so many different options that you can throw at a defense.
That's the idea. Obviously we've got some weapons that we can put out on the field. With our offense and where it's at now, we can run it, we can throw it, and we can throw it to several different people, and we can hand it off to several different people. So it really makes us hard to defend, as you mentioned, and a very dangerous offense, which bodes well for us going forward.
Moving to Booker T. Washington now, the Hornets 5-0. They had one of those games rained out during the lightning storm a few weeks ago. They are 3-0 in district play. District wins over Ponca City, Claremore, and Sepulpa. So they've yet to face the Muskogees, Bartlesvilles of this East Side district here. But still a very solid ball club. Had a 28-16 win over Midwest City back in week number one, which is probably their best win on paper anyway. Nice quarterback and, of course, a very good tailback in Justice Hill, who's headed for Stillwater and Oklahoma State in the fall.
Very, very talented, very elusive tailback that we're facing tonight. We're going to have to do a good job of wrapping him up and trying to contain him as much as possible. And just don't let him have the big play. And if we can avoid the big play, then I think we give ourselves a chance to win a game.
We talked about this during your coach's show, but you faced one very good tailback, albeit a different runner this year, in Nick Roller. I think he had 127 yards, 130 yards, something like that against you all, but he never absolutely killed you or broke your back or anything like that. Had one, 19 or 20-yard rush for a touchdown, but aside from that, it was pretty much kind of dink and dunk down the field in both their passing and running game. Is that something you can kind of draw from going forward against Justice Hill tonight?
Well... You would like to think so, but again, two totally different running backs in their styles. I mean, Rick Roller is a very, very physical, down the hill, going to run over you type runner, where, you know, Justice Hill is, he's going to jump cut and twist and spin and stiff arm and very, very elusive and very speedy once he gets into the open field. So we're going to have our hands full, no doubt.
Bruins and the Hornets, a number one versus number two ranked matchup here in 6A2 tonight from Tulsa. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Best of luck this evening.
Thank you, sir.